Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the sixth Aliyah in Parsha's Vezayis Habracha. That's Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Chav Zayin. And Moshe Rabbeinu continues addressing Klal Yisrael Me'ainah Loike Kedem, the dwelling place of the Hashem of old, Umitachas Zrois Olam, and below him are the world's mighty ones. Vayigarsh Mipanecha Oyev, and he drove the enemy from before you. Vayomer, and he said, Hashmeid, destroy them. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Chav Zayin Me'ainah Loike Kedem Lema'ain Heim Hashchakim Loike Kedem. The skies are the abode for the God of old. Shekadem L'chol Him. That Hashem, He came before all other gods, and He chose the skies, the heavens, to be His dwelling and abode, and underneath His dwelling place, under His abode, that's where all the powerful ones live. Who are those powerful ones? Sichon and Og, all the kings of Canaan. They are the power and the strength of the world. Therefore, they tremble and they sweat, and their power is weak in front of Him. You always have the one who's up above, his fear is always placed on the ones below. The who and he, meaning Hashem, he has the strength, he has the power, he's there to help you. He told you, destroy them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chavches, Vayishkan Yisrael betach badad ein Yaakov, and Yisrael will dwell securely alone, similar to that of Yaakov, el eretz dagan v'sirash, in a land of grain and wine, af sham of yarfutal, even its heavens shall drip dew. Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavches says, betach badad, kol yachid v'yachid, every individual, ish tachas gafnei vit tachas teinasai, every man is going to be by his grapevine and by his fig tree, mifuzarim, all spread out, ve'ein srichlis asev yilei shiv'yachav bnei oiv, they're not going to have to gather together and live together because of the enemy. Ein Yaakov, k'moi ve'einu k'ein habadoilach, k'ein habracha shebercham Yaakov, similar to the bracha that Yaakov Avinu blessed them with, v'loi k'badad sh'amar Yirmiyo, not like the badad that Yirmiyo was speaking about, badad yashavti, el k'ein avtachash evtichem Yaakov, like the promise that Yaakov promised them, v'hayo l'kim machem, your God will be with you, v'heshiv eschem el eretz haviseichem, and he's going to bring you back to the land of your forefathers. Yarfu is Yatifu, it's going to drip. Af Shom of Yarfu Tol, Af Berchaser Shel Yitzchak Nesefes Al Berchaser Shel Yaakov. Also, the bracha that Yitzchak blessed Yaakov was added on to the bracha that Yaakov blessed Klal Yisrael with. Vitein L'chol Elokim Mital HaShemayim Mishman HaAretz. Back to Chumash Pasuk Chavtes, Ashrecha Yisrael, praiseworthy are you, Yisrael. Micha Maicha, who is like you? Am Neshab Hashem, people that saved and delivered by Hashem. Magen Ezrecha, who is the shield of your help? Vasher Cherev Gavosecha, and the sword of your grandeur. Vikach Hashuai Vechaloch, your enemies will try to deceive you, but you will trample their haughty ones. Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavtes says, Ashrecha Yisrael, l'achar shepart lehem habrachas. After Moshe Rabbeinu specified a bunch of brachas for them, Amar lehem, he told them, Mali lifret lechem, why should I specify it for you? Klal davar hakol shalechem. The rule is, everything is yours. Ashrecha Yisrael mikamaycha, chuascha b'Hashem. Your salvation is found in Hashem. Asher hu magen ezrecha, cherv gavasecha. V'ikach ha-shuai v'chalach, k'gayna ha-gavaynim. The gavaynim tried to trick Klal Yisrael, she'amrut says, Meretz urcheka bo avodecha. V'ata b'mesem ha-tidrech, but you're going to tread on their haughty ones. Like it says, we're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the last Aliyah in the entirety of the Torah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.